Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are working our way through the book of Acts. What a glorious journey. Acts chapter 5, the Sadducees and the high priest have both rose up to lay hands on the disciples and throw them into jail. And then in verse 19, at night an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, "Go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." And when they heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest and those with him came and called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and did not find them in the prison, they returned and reported, saying, "Indeed, we found the prison shut securely, and the guards standing outside before the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." Now, I'm going to stop there. I want to say this. I read the book of Acts for years as a book of condemnation. Now, here's why I say that. Not that at every turn they were condemning me for my sin. I read the book of Acts as condemnation because I was a Pentecostal, charismatic Pentecostal, who believed in the power of the Holy Ghost, and I still do believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. But for me, Acts was everything that's wrong with me and everything that's wrong with the church. We aren't as good. This is how I viewed it. We're just not as dedicated, not as devoted, not as serious, not as willing to lay down our life, not willing to put the time in. And if we were, maybe we would see things like angels showing up and taking people through the walls and out of prison cells. Maybe we would see the things that they were seeing in the book of Acts. And I think that is an instrument of the enemy to condemn us into thinking that if we were to live better, be holier, pray harder, all the stuff the church loves to say, then we would be like this early church. The reality is, the very first moment that a miracle happened at the hands of the disciples, the crowd responded with that same fervor. And the disciples' response to the crowd was, "Why do you think we're anything special? It wasn't us that did this, it's Jesus." So I no longer read the book of Acts with condemnation. They didn't have a corner on the Holy Ghost market that you and I don't have. They didn't have a special version of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit did what he did in the book of Acts at his choice. And he can and would do it again today at his choice. It was not that these men knew how to pray better. They were more serious. They were closer to God. If that's the case, then God does not give you power, anointing, and favor based upon the finished work of Christ. He gives it to you based upon your perseverance, your personal righteousness, and your holiness. And that's not what happens. And so when you read stories like this, be in awe, not of the disciples' ability to do this. Be in awe of the Holy Spirit and realize that these were special circumstances by which the Holy Spirit intervened in order to keep the church afloat. She needed moments like this in order, because she's so small. The church is just a few thousand people. Can you imagine? And the defense of that church by the Holy Spirit is over the top in the early portions of Acts. And we see it go down, that defense go down through the book of Acts, as if the broader the base, the less the Holy Spirit has to physically intervene in the early church. We'll conclude the month tomorrow while working our way a little deeper into Acts 5. I'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.